Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey. Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Whenever in doubt, pull a guy out of the stands to win a hockey game.
What a rule that is.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's beyond fantastic.
What
comparison would you make between a 42-year-old guy that has played a little bit of professional hockey but was sitting in the stands and actually had to come out of the stands and into, by the way, the opposing team's pants, a minor league hockey helmet, and a hastily sewn together sweater with his name on the back of it.
Unreal.
You got a comp, Max? You got something to add?
I don't have
Max?
A comp.
Max, go ahead. I want to hear from you.
The Who in San Francisco one tour. Keith Moon passed out. They got a drummer out of
the Who picked a drummer out of the stands.
He can play drums, and the kid came up.
Wow, that's not a bad comparison,
right.
But.
Not bad at all.
How about the rookie? Jim, what's his name? Morris? Is that comparable? I mean, he went from high school coach.
School coach to the big leagues.
To the bigs, yeah. Well, anyway, there is a procedure. There's a rule in the NHL, which seems mind-boggling to me. Like, where is an NHL's version of a bullpen catcher? That's what they needed here. But Carolina Hurricanes' first two goalies were both hurt in the same game, and all NHL teams are required to have an emergency goalie in the building, and David Ayers was that guy. And he was actually the emergency goalie for both teams. That's what I don't get. Like, he was on standby, and the chances of it happening are infinitesimal, but it happened. And he drives a Zamboni. So that was what made the story even funnier or cooler. He was actually the emergency goalie designated for both the Hurricanes and the home team, the Toronto Maple Leafs. He got into some Maple Leafs pants, a Carolina jersey, and somebody else's helmet. And he also gave up 2 goals and 2 shots right away, but then in the third period made 8 straight saves. And Carolina won the game 6-3. He played 28 minutes. Not like he just played like just a little bit at the end of the game.
He got the win.
He was the winning goalie, yes.
Winning goalie.
28
in his debut minutes. At the age of 42. It's fantastic.
Now, since then, the Hurricanes are, obviously they got to call up a goalie, a real one, not to take anything away from, David Ayers, who stopped 8 saves in the NHL game. He will always have that.
Damn right.
I could not believe that story. Couldn't believe it.
Well, it was a fantastic story, just the way that it read and played out. But to see how those guys, those pros from Carolina, reacted to him, it was such a wonderful story about humanity and I mean, not in the terms of picking up your fellow brother, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, purely in a sports setting, it was just a wonderful feeling of, come on, man, you know, we're all in this together. And
he got a
standing
O from the Toronto crowd at the end of the game.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was one of those moments that you get every now and then that you just say, damn, sports are awesome.
That's exactly right. Without
just
being
awesome.
Too cliche, that's why you watch sports.
Right.
That right there.
Exactly. So it was fantastic.
So
absolutely,
I think they're gonna fly him to Raleigh. They're gonna give him his bows, you know, pat him on the back.
Sure.
I think
they paid him like $500 for the game.
Yeah. That's what the report says. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's like $500. So now they're doing T-shirt replicas of his jersey.
And by the way,
and they're going to
he got a
sell
kidney
them.
Transplant 16 years ago, so a portion of the proceeds are going to a kidney foundation in his honor.
Which makes it even better. I mean, are you kidding me?
I want to be this guy.
That's just absolutely fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, how many memories does he have for a lifetime left of driving the Zamboni or whatever else he chooses to do? I mean, that is just – I mean, he – what a moment.
How hard must his heart been pounding when his phone is getting blown up for text messages like, you got to get down in the locker room. Because the first goalie, his own dude ran into him in the net, knocked him out. And then the second goalie came out to play the puck and had a violent collision with one of the Maple Leafs, knocked him out. And so David Ayers, number 90. And by the way, how good are those seamstresses or the equipment managers or whoever in the hell sewed his name on the back of his jersey?
Yeah, the uni looked good, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the uni looked good. And so they got that done pretty quick.
Besides him wearing Maple Leafs pants, but whatever.
Well, I mean,
you get that covered up by those waffle pads that they wear.
It was it was just
awesome.
It was marvelous. That and the 84-year-old woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Who sunk the what was it, about a 90-foot putt or whatever it was?
From one end of the floor to the next.
Car.
94 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
94 feet.
She made a putt into a tiny little hole on a, you know, on the bottom side of a big piece of cardboard, and she got a new car. That was at Oxford between Alabama and Ole Miss. Yeah, 84-year-old woman won a new car.
And she looks great, by the way.
She didn't look 84 to me.
Boy.
Yeah, good for her.
Can I look that good at 74, not 84. Holy kidding.
You're getting there.
Great stuff. Mm. Right, see, so there are good things.
There are good things, right.
That can continue to pull us along in sport.
There's also this. Did you see Ravens player Bradley Bozeman won a steak eating contest? This will maybe bother you a little bit because you're not this kind of a guy.
Right.
But all of us have seen the Big Texan in Amarillo, the steak ranch. Well, Bradley Bozeman took on that steak eating challenge, and he got it done.
Oh my God!
It
literally makes me uncomfortable even thinking about it.
Right, not even to watch it, but just to hear about it. Here's the Big Texan Steak Ranch Challenge in Amarillo, Texas. He's a player for the Ravens, and I'm gonna guess he's a lineman because he's 6'4 and 317 pounds. So we'll start there. He's a big
dude.
Good guess. He's going cross country with his wife Nikki, and they stopped in at the Big Texan. And the challenge is to eat a 4.5-pound steak, shrimp cocktail, a baked potato, salad, and a roll in 50 minutes. And he did it. He finished in 48 minutes and 8 seconds. He said, quote, "It was a really good tasting steak. The last bite was rough. It was really rough," unquote. If you lose, you have to pay $72 for the meal. Did you know that?
Damn.
I didn't realize that. You're on the hook for
$72. What do you get
bucks.
If you win? Just
a T-shirt.
The admiration of everybody?
A T-shirt that says, "I ate it all."
Damn.
That's what you get. 110,000 people have tried that.
Sitting around. Wow.
And Bozeman was the 9,828th person to finish it out of 110,000 people all time.
Wow.
So
just about 10, just about a little under 10% of the people that try it do it, right? Is that right?
I mean, a 4.5-pound steak?
Oh, my God. What?
You talk about a Fred Flintstone special. That you can't have a plate big enough for that thing. Plus, you got to eat a baked potato, too, and shrimp cocktail. What kind of sadistic person threw in the shrimp cocktail that you got to finish, too?
And a roll.
And a roll. And a salad. You got to eat salad, too. But he did it in 48 minutes and 8 seconds.
Okay.
I knew you'd
I don't
like
know
that.
If he has my undying admiration or my sympathy.
Sympathy,
it's one of the two. I mean, wow. But that place is legendary. When back in the day when I was doing the Big 12 and would be making the trip down to Lubbock, would always go through Amarillo, and that conversation and challenge was legendary in those parts. I mean, I don't think there was a time that I went through Amarillo that that discussion didn't come up.
I don't know that Man versus Food is on anymore. Maybe it is, and maybe it's a different guy. But I used to watch that a lot, and that dude, Adam Richman, was the guy that would do it. I can remember him. I can remember watching that show.
There was a show called Man versus Food?
Yes, and all this guy did was go across the country doing food challenges, just like that one. Or hot food, or just most of it was copious amounts of food eating contests that he would always try. Adam Richman is the guy's name.
God.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Wow. Well, the things that I miss on television.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's must see. All right. Need to remind you that the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show is coming back to Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. It's March 6th, 7th, and 8th. All things outdoor living and landscaping. Got seminars. You can park for free over at the Gander Mountain Garage and then ride the shuttle over there. Got mowers, tractors, lawn equipment, garden art, fencing, you name it. They've got an Outdoor Living and Landscape Show. It's a great one. March 6th, 7th, and 8th. So swing by there to Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. UNLV Running Rebels question on Twitter. Cindy OHRO brings it to us. And Danny Tarkanian right around the corner.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.